السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. خصوصا على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد المجتبى وعلى آله وأصحابه أولي الصدق والصفاء. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, before I begin on the topic regarding the evil in our society, may we all with complete respect send durood, salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammadin ma'dinil judi wal karam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not only as one who gives good news and glad tidings to the people, but also as a warner of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who makes the people aware of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided the actions, the thoughts of a person, the intentions of a person into two different categories. One is good and the other is evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear that the good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the evil is from the shaitan. The bad is from the shaitan. Whether that be bad characteristics, bad actions, or they be bad thoughts, or they be bad intentions inside the heart. All of the bad is from the shaitan. And we, as Muslims, it is our duty, it is an obligation upon us to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and oppose the shaitan, go against the way of the shaitan. That is our duty, and that is the only way we can be successful in this world and in the hereafter. So how do we follow the good and stay away from the bad? That is the question that we need an answer for. And if we have an answer for that, then inshallah we can protect ourselves from evil. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he came into this world, he forbade the people from wrong. We all know that. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forbade that which was wrong He forbade that which was from the shaitan, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam forbade all the evil, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam completed good character. He was the completion of good character and he left nothing behind. And after studying the aqwal, the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we can learn what is good character and what is evil character. What is good character and what is bad character. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam came to us and he told us that performing salah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 5 times daily prayer for Allah, is an obligation upon every Muslim, male and female. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told us that to fast in the month of Ramadan from the time of Fajr until the time of Isha, until the time of Maghrib, is an obligation. It is farz. This is good character. This is what our society should have. They should be praying 5 times namaz. They should be going to the masjid and praying in congregation. When the time of Ramadan comes, every Muslim should be fasting. Not only in the eyes of people, but when he is alone inside his house, he should still be fasting. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also told us that speak the truth. Whenever you speak, let it be the truth. And do not speak anything but the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he also told us that when you promise somebody, when you make an ahd with anybody, then make sure you fulfill that promise. Make sure you fulfill that promise and don't break that promise. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he told us to stay away from alcohol. Stay away from alcohol. Because alcohol is an intoxicant. And that which is an intoxicant, it takes away your brain. It takes away your intellect. And it makes you into an animal. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he ordered us to stay away from all those objects, all those things that intoxicate people, like drugs. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he told us to look after our fellow Muslim brothers. Every believer is your brother. Be good to your brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only good to the believers, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed his stupendous character, his beautiful characteristics to the non-Muslims as well. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he ordered us to help our Muslim brothers. Help one another. When one needs your help, then stop and help him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do not ever assume bad about your brother. Do not assume evil about your brother. Always assume good. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said that assist your Muslim brothers when they are in the time of difficulty. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he ordered us many different things. He told us to not become angry. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told us to show good character at all times. The question is, how many of us today are acting upon the commands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is the question that I have come to ask you today. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he ordered us to perform 5 times namaz, salah. How many of our people are performing salah? How many of the youth are performing salah? How many of us are coming into the masjid 5 times a day and performing salah? That is a question that every Muslim needs to ask himself. How many Muslims in the month of Ramadan, when they should be fasting, are they breaking their fast inside their homes where nobody can see them? If you go to the college or the university where our Muslim youth go to study, see how many Muslim youth are fasting. At home they are fasting, but in the college, are they still fasting? The Muslims today are moving away from the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are moving away from the good character. Muslims, instead of supporting the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are supporting the way of shaitan. It seems as though the Muslims are fighting for shaitan. If you look around Sri Lanka today, I have come to know that our Muslim brothers go to the nightclubs. It is our Muslim brothers that are going to the nightclubs, listening to music and dancing. It is our Muslim brothers who are drinking alcohol in Sri Lanka. Not only here, but if you go all around the world, this is the situation of the Muslims today. The very drink that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forbade, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses in the Quran to forbid, the Muslims are today drinking it. Why are the Muslims drinking it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the Muslims from lying. He said, you must always speak the truth. But Muslims today lie. When you go into the market, when you go into the market and you want to buy some flour, the shopkeeper will tell you, this is pure. This is 100% pure. And he knows that there is something mixed in there. He knows that they have mixed something in there to raise the weight. He knows that, but he is lying because he wants to sell. You go to the market, and the person who sells fruit, he will lie to you as well. He will say, this is the best I have and this is the price. Yet he has some better ones hidden inside. He wants to get rid of this because this is from yesterday. This is what is happening amongst the Muslims. Whereas the Muslims are those who always speak the truth. And if you do business with the Muslim, then you will always be successful. But what has happened today? Today, I have seen our own Muslim brothers say that it is better to go and buy from a non-Muslim rather than a Muslim. Because a Muslim will lie to you and he will deceive you, but a non-Muslim will give you the true price. Ma'azallah, al-ayadu billah. This is what I have heard our own Muslims say. Why is this happening? When we go to our businesses, when we go to our shops, why do we not speak the truth at all times? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he came into this world, and when he came in this world, his first words were, Rabbi habli ummati, oh my Lord, forgive my ummah. After that, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always remembered the ummah. Who is the ummah? Me and you. We are the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time of Mi'raj, on the night journey, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam above the heavens, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to see Allah. And when a person goes to see his most beloved, he forgets everything. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to see Allah, he remembered us. He said to Allah that, Ya Allah, what do you have for my ummah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif. He went to spread the word of Allah into Taif. And the people of Taif threw stones at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew this was to happen. People threw stones, children were throwing stones at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet why did he do that? So that the message of Allah reaches us. so that the message of Allah reaches us today. That is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through all this hardship, so that the message of Allah reaches us today. And what have we done for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What have we done? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the night, at the night time, he used to perform salah. He used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that he used to stand in salah all through the night, and I used to see that he would be crying. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be shedding tears. He would be crying, and I would see water, a puddle of water, where he is performing salah, and he would stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up to the extent that his feet, the heels of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would become swollen because of standing for so long. And on his lips he would be saying, Rabbi habli ummati, Rabbi habli ummati, oh my Lord, forgive my ummah, oh my Lord, forgive my ummah. Allah, kya jahannam ab bhi na sard hoga? Allah, kya jahannam ab bhi na sard hoga? Ro ro ke Mustafa ne darya baha diye. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he lived this life for us, so that we are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that we follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, O Muslims, what have we done? What have we done for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let me tell you a hadith. A hadith for those people who do not have the beard, the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, one of the kings of the non-Muslims, one of the rulers of the non-Muslims, he sent two men to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a few gifts and a message for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These two men were not Muslim. They were not Muslim. They had clean shaved faces. They had no beard. They had no beard. They came in the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them. He saw their face, and he knew that they were not Muslim. But yet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he hated, he despised looking at their face because there was no beard, and he moved his face away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved his face away from a non-Muslim because a non-Muslim doesn't have a beard. Then, O Muslims, if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his face away from a non-Muslim who does not have a beard, then what will happen to you who is a Muslim? What will you show your face to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Everyone has to die. Every Muslim has to die. When you will go into your grave, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to your grave. And the angels will ask, مَا تَقُولُ مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. What did you used to say in the world regarding this person? How will you show your face to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you shave your beard, if you have a mustache and you shave your beard, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hated this. If you do not speak the truth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hated this. If you drink alcohol, and I know majority of us don't drink alcohol, we are Muslims. But there are youth, our Muslim youth, who are drinking alcohol. What have we done to stop that? We need to do work. We need to work for the deen. We need to hold programs on a daily basis where the Muslim youth can come into the masjid or an education center and learn the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the love of the deen begins to grow in their hearts. Look at the Sahaba-i-Kiram. The Sahaba-i-Kiram used to drink alcohol. Not all of them. Many of the Sahaba, before alcohol became haram, they used to drink alcohol. It is in Bukhari Sharif that in the battle of Uhud, some of the Sahaba, they drank alcohol and then they went into the battlefield and they became shaheed. They were martyred. So alcohol was permissible. However, at one time, there were a few Sahaba Ikram who were sitting and drinking alcohol. And the time of Salah came, the time of Namaz. One of the Sahaba Ikram led the Salah. And he was intoxicated. He recited Surah Kafirun. In Salah, he recited Surah Kafirun. And Surah Kafirun says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَا أَعْبُدُ I do not worship, O non-believers, O non-Muslims, I do not worship who you worship. And you do not worship who I worship. This is Surah Kafirun. But this person, because he had drunk alcohol, in his salah, he recited it incorrectly. He said, I worship who you worship, and you worship who I worship, Ma'azallah. He said this, and this is kufr, this is wrong, but he was intoxicated. When this news reached the ears of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, do you know what happened? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed what happened and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, La taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. Do not go near Salah, do not go near prayer, do not go near Namaz in the state of intoxication. Which means, now it was haram to drink alcohol at the time of Salah. You must drink alcohol if you want to, then you can drink it after Salah, after the Isha, Salah, when there is no Namaz after that. So alcohol slowly began to become haram. But it was still halal. And at one time, after the Isha Salah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram who drank alcohol, they were sitting in a mahfil and they were drinking alcohol. They were drinking alcohol and they were singing poetry, ash'ar. They were singing ash'ar regarding their tribes, regarding their qabail. And they were saying evil things about the other qabail. They were saying, your tribe is not good, your tribe is this, your tribe is that. Our tribe is elevated. Our tribe has a high status and things like this. One person became angry because he spoke against his tribe. He picked up a stone, a rock, and he threw it on that man. And what happened? He broke his head. His head started bleeding and a big fight broke out. Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, when he heard what had happened, he again went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Umar Farooq, he hated alcohol. And he said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, why is this alcohol permissible? Why has Allah not made it haram? So when this happened, Umar Farooq went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, this has happened. Will Allah not make alcohol haram now? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam with the verse, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسُ مِنَا وَلِلشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Verily Allah has made alcohol haram, for it is impure. It is an impurity from the shaitan. Oh Muslims, alcohol is an impurity. It is impure. One drop of it, if you throw it in a bucket of water, all that water becomes haram. It becomes najis, impure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram. Now tell me, some of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they were addicted to alcohol. They used to drink alcohol. And when a person drinks alcohol, it is addictive. They used to drink all the time. Allah made it haram. Now what do they do? How will they stop drinking alcohol? Allahu Akbar. For them, there was no such thing as addiction. For them, it was the command of Allah and the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala says, he says that I was with my relative in his mahfil where he drank alcohol and other people used to come to drink alcohol. He says, I was there and I was distributing alcohol to other people. I was taking alcohol out and giving it to people. He says, when this happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a sahabi to announce amongst the people, Ala inna Allaha wa rasulahu qad harrama al-khamr. O people, be aware. Come to know and listen carefully. Allah and His Messenger have now made khamr haram. Alcohol has now been made haram. This announcement, Anas ibn Malik says that I heard an announcement being made. My relative Abu Talha, he says to me, go and listen. Go and listen, what is the announcement? He says, I went to hear what the announcement was. And he says, I heard the words, Ala inna Allaha harrama al-khamr. Oh Muslims, listen carefully, be aware. Allah has made alcohol haram. He says, I came to my relative and I said to him that Allah has made alcohol haram. Allahu Akbar, he says, Abu Talha had a stick in his hand and there were big, large containers of alcohol made of clay. And he says that there were people who were drinking alcohol. He says, when I said this, Abu Talha picked up his stick and he smashed all the containers that had alcohol in them. He says that this is my business. This is my rizq and rozi. But if Allah has made it haram, then this is no longer my rizq and rozi. This is the work of the shaitan. And I cannot bear to sell any more alcohol. For Allah has made it haram. Subhanallah, he smashed all the containers of alcohol. And Hazrat Anas ibn Malik says that those people who had jugs, they spilled all the jugs. And those people who had alcohol in their mouth, they spat it out. And those people who had drunk alcohol, they put their fingers in their mouth and they vomited it all out. Allahu Akbar. This is how much the Sahaba Ikram respected and followed and loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But O Muslims, what has happened today? Why are we still not listening to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why is there evil in our society? Why do we think evil of other Muslims? When you see a Muslim, you think to yourself, and he is going away from the masjid at the time of salah, and you can hear the azan. Why do the Muslims think, look, he's going away from the masjid, he doesn't pray namaz? Why do we think that? Why can we not assume good and think that he's going to do wuzu at home? Do you understand what I'm saying? We should think good of our Muslims. We should always try and think good about our Muslims. The Quran, in the Quran Allah says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not look for faults in the Muslims. Don't look for faults. Try and think good about the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. Each one of you should not speak ill about the other Muslim brother. When you are behind his back, you should not be speaking ill about them. The better Muslim is he who only speaks good about his other Muslim brothers. The only time you can speak evil and you can speak bad about somebody else is if you know that if you do not tell the people, then the people will not be saved from his harm. Do you understand? For example, if somebody steals, then you must tell the other people that he steals. Be aware. Okay? That is only if you know that he steals. Not if you think that he steals. Not just because he said that he steals. You should have seen him steal. Or he will have said to you that I do steal. Only then you can say that he steals. Otherwise, O Muslims, you must not think bad about each other. ظُنُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَيْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved messenger says that think good of the Muslims. Always think good about the Muslims. Respect one another. Do not hate one another. All the Muslims have to be together. Muslims are those who should help one another. And Muslims are those who should be good to one another. And that is why, O Muslims, we need to take this evil out of our society. This is one of the evils in our society, that we talk bad about each other. We have hatred for one another, ma'adallah. And do you know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna ahabba al-amali inna Allah al-hubbu fillah wal-bughdu fillah." That the best of actions in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to love for the sake of Allah and to hate only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you hate your Muslim brother? Oh, because he said this about me. So what if he said that about you? He is still a Muslim. Why do you hate him? You hate him because he said something about you? That is about you. You should not hate somebody for the dunya. You should only hate somebody for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you hate somebody, it should be because he has done something wrong against the command of Allah. O Muslims, please love one another. Love your fellow Muslims. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he showed to the Muslims that we must always stay together. We must always stay together. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Muslims, our maslak, our jama'ah is like a building. You have a building and it is made of bricks. Every building is made of bricks. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Muslims are like an imara. They are like a building. If one of you falls out, then the imara becomes weak. The building becomes weak. If you take one brick out of the building, then the whole wall becomes weak. And if one wall becomes weak, then every wall supports the other walls and it supports the roof. A constructor will tell you that if you take one brick out, then the wall has become weak. And because of the wall, the whole building has become weak. And then when you take another brick out, it becomes weaker. And all Muslims, to hate a Muslim is taking that brick out. To hate your Muslim brothers is to take that brick out. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. There was once a time when they both became upset with each other. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala became upset with Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and he turned his face away. He wouldn't talk to Umar. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam became upset. He became so upset that he shed a tear and told Abu Bakr that, "Oh Abu Bakr, be good to Umar. Listen to Umar, he is your Muslim brother." And then they did sulah amongst each other. Oh Muslim brothers, that is what we need to do. We need to stop hating each other. If you hate somebody for the dunya, then wallahi, that is not the way of a Muslim. That is the way of shaitan. Do not hate your Muslim brothers, especially your family. Today, one of the biggest problems amongst the Muslims is friction within the family. Friction within the family because of our women. Because of the women, the men have broke up with their own brothers. This is happening in our Muslims. We need to stop this. If we love Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is our duty to go to our Muslim brothers and to go to our family and say to them, please forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me for all that time that I hated you and spoke behind your back. Forgive me and become my friend. For I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what every Muslim should do. We should always try and speak the truth. Speak the truth. In your business, when you go into the market and you are selling in your shop, speak the truth and watch the barakah. Watch the blessings and barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in your business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives rizq, gives barakah in the rizq if you speak the truth. If you be honest, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakah. Therefore, all Muslims, if you are complaining today that Ya Shaykh, oh Imam Sahib, I have a business but it is not progressing. I have a business but there is no barakah. Then the answer is, are you following the command of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you always speak the truth? Do you lie to sell your goods? You must always speak the truth. You must always be honest. And give fi sabilillah. Give to the poor. Perform your 5 times salah. Then Allah will give you barakah. Then your business will grow. Then you will see that your business is progressing and growing, inshallah ta'ala. That is what we Muslims need to do. I pray to Allah that Ya Allah, may our Muslims come towards the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May our Muslims take out this evil in our society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be strong with our iman, so strong that we take away this evil and we tell the shaitan to run away and we follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bi jahil Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.